flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and on the Odyssey app. Download that today, AUDACY, stream us live on demand. Make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show. You can stop, you can pause, you can rewind. You guys can listen chapter by chapter, segment by segment, or you can download the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all your podcast platforms. Let us get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, great deals are at Doral Kia. So last night, the Miami Heat fell to the Portland Trail Blazers. Made a valiant effort.
Fell. You would assume that they were up for the fight.
Well, they were up initially. Then they were down a lot. And then they kind of came back.
There's nothing worse than looking up at the TV and seeing your team down to the Portland Trail Blazers by 20.
Yup. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Right there with getting run off the floor by the Utah Jazz. Oof. But here was Khalil Ware. They did make a little spunky run there at the end. This is what the new starting big man had to say for the Heat after the game.
Well, first off, with that group, I would say, you know, we had some energy a little bit. That's what helped us make that run a little bit. And, you know, I feel like we could have kept that going a little bit, you know, avoided a couple of other fouls, you know, when the shot clock was running out.
Oh my God, the fouls were just unbelievable yesterday. Parade to the free
with
throw line.
0.7 seconds on the shot clock.
Oh. I'll get over it.
Players are never really aware of the shot clock. You ever notice how many times they chuck up shots with 3 seconds left or foul with a second left? When all they had to do was just nothing.
I know it's, but
that's probably the most frustrating thing when I watch basketball.
You know what was cool though? Remember when Duncan threw up that shot clock or three yesterday, and then Khalil, it was so wide, Khalil just gathered it in the air and crammed it. I was like, that's cool. He's tall.
I like the way Khalil walks into those threes on top of the key.
Smooth.
Like just. Yeah.
Smooth.
Like, y'all gonna leave me open with this? All right.
I just watch Khalil Ware. I'm just like, he's smooth. Something about him. I like it. Enjoying it. Don't look at me like that, Jennifer.
Her hair's in the way. How can she look at
me? That's true. Every time I look to the side, it gets in my
eye. I like the bangs look. What inspired that today?
Is your hair darker?
Are we playing Damage is Done later?
Hair darker?
Well, okay.
Somebody damage your hair?
I can say a story right now.
The stylist damaged your hair.
Oh, boy.
It lost a little body.
And it's darker, right?
No. This is my natural hair color.
This is a natural.
I have not touched it.
But your hair lost a little body, didn't it?
No, I just cut the ends. Yeah. And when I told that my bangs, I told her up to in between my nose and my mouth, and she did not grasp the concept of that.
Oh, boy.
She gave a mullet between the face.
She gave me bangs, and I haven't looked like this since senior year of high school.
Oh, so you're not happy with it?
She looks like she's about to go to her senior prom.
I'm not used to it. I like it. It's cute. It's different.
It's like
it's
a
fine.
Thing.
It's like it's the, not a big deal.
The Billie Eilish.
It's fine.
Somebody say you got a Joan Jett thing going on.
That works.
D-Sizzle.
What song are you singing?
Yeah, what song?
Are
you, all of them.
They all sound the same.
All of them. Birds of a feather, we should stay together. It's every Billie Eilish song.
Yes.
I know I'm sad, but also it's a love song. It's Billie Eilish. Okay. You know, it's just like how every Post Malone song is the same, where he sounds like a billy goat.
I did not go to Great Clips for my haircut, okay? Vladimir, I know you put that comment on.
Nah, date south, bro. Birds of a feather die together. That's hysterical.
Burr, dude.
So my hair lady also is no longer doing hair, so I had to go to my best friend's hair lady, and that's why I have bangs now.
Oh,
yeah.
So now so your hair trying looks to say, like her, your best friend's hair?
Are you trying to say your best friend's hair doesn't look too good and her lady's not
no,
that
she
good?
She has amazing hair. She has amazing hair. Okay. Which is why I went. But it's fine.
You don't, sound fine.
You guys are making a big deal about it.
I mean,
you look different.
You came in with we would not go say, like.
I don't know how to brush it. It's so difficult.
She gave me bangs. I didn't want them.
Like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I told you three times. What are you talking about?
Why didn't you tell me? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, did they get the message across?
She's like, well, I can't glue them back together now. I'm like, I didn't ask you to, did I?
That is damage is done.
Yeah.
That is damage is done. Yeah.
Where's my hair, damn it?
On the floor.
Just Karen says, Toba's increasing.
But you didn't notice when she was doing some extra clipping?
Yeah, were you like reading a magazine and then she turned you around?
She got in front of me, in front of the mirror. She grabbed my bangs like people normally cut. And then I see that her scissors just start right here.
Your scissors are at your eyes.
So she literally went bang, bang to your bangs.
She did.
Wow.
Bang, bang.
She told me, your eyes are too big. Let's cover them up a little bit.
Really?
Thanks for your judgment.
I think she was going for your eyebrows too.
Wow.
I know. My eyebrows are part of my identity, so they're hiding now.
Karen says, Tobin's increasing depression every time he sings. I'm not in a great place, dude. Fam kid school.
So the deadline is 2 weeks, right? The week we get back.
Yes. Yes.
I would imagine something has to happen before then.
I would think so. I don't think he's playing on the home court again. I think he's going to be gone by the weekend. I had that. I just had that. The feeling after that Suns trade was like, all right, something's happening, right? We're not making this for no reason.
So you think the other team is Milwaukee?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. That's what everybody keeps saying, but you never know if there's a surprise. I've seen Milwaukee, Detroit, Toronto wants to get in the mix to dump something. So we'll see. We'll see. But
maybe he can make a song with Drake.
Maybe. Who, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know if you want to team up with Drake right now. That seems like a losing battle if you're trying to beat a beef with Pat Riley.
Yeah, anything.
Pat Riley's going to end up on a single with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God. Oh, they are from L.A. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he did live in L.A. He probably, the form.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free ODYSSEY app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was in Inglewood.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next. All right, welcome back. 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Call them up at 832-930-6181. Tyler Hero missed his first game of the season yesterday. If you wanted a great piece of evidence for why he's an all-star, point to the Blazers game. Not having him, big effect on the Miami Heat. He said that he should be fine, though, for tomorrow. That he would.
He's playing in front of his hometown.
His hometown that he stabbed in the back when he went to the Kentucky Wildcats. They want him to be a Badger, but he's like, but you guys are boring. How could you not get wined and dined by Coach Cal? Well, now it's probably harder because you got to go to Arkansas. That's just the truth. It's little piece crazy. Of
how many schools that you would not think would be, you know, on top of the SEC are Alabama, Auburn, right? Like, holy smokes.
By the way, a piece of NBA news from Shams. Derek Lively, for those who have him maybe in your fantasy league, he has a small fracture in his foot and is expected to miss the next two to three months. He says critical loss for the Dallas Mavericks. So they're exciting.
Is he related to the tight end?
Who? Which tight end?
Isaiah Likely?
Yeah, are you making Isaiah Likely? Dude, minus one.
Minus one.
I'll take it.
I mean, there's nothing you can do but take it. Yeah. You said it.
Tell you what, though, I'm not going to lie. Chauncey Billups kind of gave me the goosies yesterday when he was talking about
Khalil.
I was like, whoa. He was like, oh, yeah. He's like dynamic. I was like, yeah? Tell me more, Chauncey. He seems impressed by the young fella. That was before the game. I was like, oh, this is exciting. Really now, I just, this is what I have to look forward to. It's basically Khalil and Jovic and my sanity. Stupid Joe Cronin walking into that building and winning. Who do you want, like, you know what, though? Like, do you think when this is all done, Leroy, do you think we get the Rachel Nichols, even if it's not Rachel Nichols, make it whomever, make it a sit down with Shams, make it a sit down with Taylor Rooks, Chris Haynes, whoever. Do you think Jimmy does the tell-all? He says the truth will come out. Do you think he does the tell-all interview, or do you think he just gets his money, shuts up, and plays?
I think it won't happen until after the season.
The off season.
Yeah, I think as of now, he's just trying to get the hell out and move on with his new team. I would say this. In all his excitement to go to a new team and to go where he wants to go, you can't be pulling all that stuff there because you ain't going to be the big dog.
Right.
So I'm interested to see how that's going to work out because you got Book and KD, and KD is all about basketball.
I'm interested to see is if he gets the extension as soon as he gets there. That's what I'm interested to see.
Wouldn't that be something to say, no, we're going to let this play out?
That would be something.
It would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious, but I would be curious to see if he gets there and then all of a sudden
because guess what? Because of those guys being older, if it doesn't even look like it's going to work, why would you? Right? Why would you? Is there anything that Jimmy has done as far as playing basketball in the last 2 years that would lead you to believe that he's going to be a benefit in the next three?
It's just a different dynamic, isn't it? Like, because he's not going to have to do any of the heavy scoring
there. It is, but I still go to this aspect of all of this. Why would an NBA team pay $60 million and $52 million for a guy who hasn't played more than 60, 65 games?
I think that the reasoning behind this is kind of similar to like the Paul George Kawhi thing, where it's like, it's not just about Jimmy. It's about keeping Kevin Durant happy. And so like, if you get Kevin Durant to re-sign for his last year.
So Jimmy is basically going to be Durant's Kyle Lowry.
Yes. 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 Which is basically how,
times as much.
Which is basically how Jimmy Butler's been playing the last three games, is like Kyle Lowry. It's like, I'll shoot if it's the end of the shot clock and I'm wide open, but I'm not going to shoot, and I'll just get a, maybe Duncan will get me a lot of assists. He is playing like Kyle Lowry right now.
I don't like, and I just, again, my biggest thing with this whole thing, I'm not mad at Jimmy for trying to get his money. I'm not mad at that at all. I'm just mad at how can he expect somebody to reward him for basketball 2 years from now when you're not earning the money they're paying you now. If you're an owner of a company and you see this with anybody,
yeah,
right, it's going to rub you the wrong way. Wait a minute. You giving us a hard time because we won't pay you $60 million 2 years from now while not trying to earn the $50 million we're paying you this year.
I think it's like you're trying to find a sucker, and the sucker appears to be the new Kings owner or the new Suns owner because he's so rich and he doesn't care. He just wants to, you know.
Make KD happy.
Make KD happy.
Yeah, KD, listen, say what you want. KD has kind of latched on to all of the new rich owners.
Oh, yeah.
So while y'all messing around, but here's the thing. The reason why I don't have a problem with that with KD, you don't ever have a question with him playing basketball or how dedicated he is to
play. He loves basketball. That's true.
Right.
But he does get unhappy.
From that standpoint, I can still justify anything that I do with KD because I know if there's one thing I'm not going to have to worry about, is no matter how disgruntled or pissed off or upset he get, he's not going to not play basketball.
But that's the thing. Like, that's why I do wonder, and obviously they've had, I'm sure, some conversations about playing with each other, but I don't see Kevin Durant and Jimmy Butler necessarily vibing. It sounds like a good idea in principle.
It seems like KD will get annoyed quickly.
Right. I feel like that's the case. But I don't know. Like, maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to be a hater because I'm a
Is there any other situations that we never Like, we kind of had an idea this wouldn't work out, and it did. With personalities or whatever. Because the only other situation I can think of is Draymond Green anywhere other than Golden State. Like, because him and LeBron really like each other, right?
Yep.
But if by any chance they end up playing together, I have a feeling that that just would.
Probably, honestly, you've mentioned this, probably Luka and Kyrie. People thought that wasn't going to work out, and it did. Like, just because
but they're not two A personalities. Luka just goes about his way, and Kyrie is just being Kyrie.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying, like, Kyrie was just making fun of this the other day, where he goes, we won that trade because I was damaged goods.
Right. I got you. That's the closest thing we can think of, right?
I think. I'd have to rattle my mind a little bit more of another one that, like, we didn't think was going to work but did. Do you think one, Vlad, one of a matchup that didn't work out or we thought was for sure not going to work out, but it worked out good?
Well, winning the championship would have to say that it worked out good, right? Like,
yeah. If you make it to the finals.
Dennis Rodman with
Jordan. I mean, as much as you want to say, Rudy Gobert worked out good for the T-Wolves.
Fair for now. Yeah, it has worked out. That worked out okay.
How about Rodman when he went to the Bulls?
Yeah.
Because Rodman is, you know, his own person, and Jordan is all about that basketball.
Magman saying Wade and LeBron. Only a hater didn't think that was going to work out.
No. But I'm saying I think we're more talking about personalities than basketball abilities, right?
I have to think about that one.
Yeah, no, because most of the time it doesn't work out.
I would say Jordan and Rodman.
Right. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys miss any of the show, you get the Tobin and Leroy podcast for you. Joe Mixon, he has been fined $25,000
for his comments criticizing the officials.
Yeah, apparently, but apparently, it also they're saying that it was a quote from a tweet from an SI story. So, like, it seems like he was fined for something he didn't even say. Like, so they're getting sensitive based on something that was reposted from an article. Obviously, they're very sensitive right now with everybody saying that the referees fix it for the Chiefs, which they obviously do. But, well, they do. I mean, you know, I'm tired of, like, us ignoring what's blatantly.
Question. If the Chiefs play up to their standards, do you think anybody in the world can beat them?
Up to their standards, yes. As far as what? Like, well, that's Mahomes from a couple of years ago?
I mean, that's not the standard. That's the standard.
Not even Mahomes, because right now, the thing that people are failing to realize is you can't score on them.
Right.
Like, so people, while you're sitting here talking about all the breaks Patrick Mahomes getting, you're just overlooking that defense because Patrick Mahomes is on the team.
You're so used to that high-powered offense that the fact that the offense is not high powered anymore, but it's still capable and it's winning, and when they need to put points they can, people are like, oh, well, you know what, Kansas City's beatable. And then when you can realize you can't beat them, oh, they're being assisted by the officials. So my theory is this: okay, what if they play to the expectations that you have of them? Then what happens?
But they're not.
But if they do, because you're not beating them, you're not beating them now. You're not beating them now.
I think that they are just leaning on their defense because they can. And they can play in all of these games like this because they're not going to make mistakes and they know you are. So they don't take chances. They don't take risks. They don't put their quarterback in harm's way. and they just play kind of a methodical style of football that everybody thinks they have a chance.
And you don't.
But then you realize you really don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So
if that offense goes back to that Tyreek Hill style offense, and with that defense that they currently now have now, the league is done.
They'll be fighting on the sidelines.
The league would be donezo. So the fact that it's actually, I commend them for actually giving teams a chance. Because
but then, see, it looks like they're giving teams a chance.
But they're not.
But at all points in time, they always seem they have control of the situation. So the only way that you can actually put some pressure on them is make them or force them to go back to the style with Tyreek and make them have to take more chances and make Patrick Mahomes have to throw the ball more.
Yeah, but guess what?
And believe it or not,
he won't.
Think of what you're asking. So, you're saying if we let them play this methodical, slow the game down type of offense, we don't have a chance. But if we get out in front and make them have to pick up their pace, then they open themselves up to mistakes. But there's Patrick Mahomes.
This is this is crazy, though. So, like, this is from Mike Florio, where it says, the NFL reacted to criticism over the perceived errors of officiating in Saturday's Texans-Chiefs playoff game by making an actual error and punishing a player for something he clearly didn't say. The league fined Texans running back Joe Mixon for saying after the Kansas City win, quote, why play the game if every 50-50 call goes with the Chiefs? These officials are trash and biased. Mixon didn't say it. The quote is from a tweet included in a SI.com story regarding Mixon's actual comments in the game. Said Mixon, everybody knows how it is playing up here. If you leave it in the hands of the refs, the whole world will see, man. The same article attributes the comment, which Mixon was fined not to Mixon, but to former Bengals receiver TJ Hushmanzada. Mixon's actual quote wasn't mentioned in the fine letter, presumably because it wasn't enough to trigger punishment. Mixon's agent says that they will defend an appeal. So they basically fined Joe Mixon for a comment that also sparked comments from TJ Hushmanzada. That's why they fined him?
But here's
that's
here's
crazy, dude.
Here's the deal. If you are doing a good job and you don't think that is true, you don't have to respond to it. Because we've seen times where the league will release videos of some of these plays showing why the calls were made in defense of their referees or whatever. This is undefensible, right? What people are saying does seem to be skewed towards one team. And because you can't defend it, you attack the comments. But here's the deal. You kind of need to make sure that the person made the comments before you go. Because now it looks even worse.
Yeah, it's
the
like
the situation looks even worse when you attack the wrong guy.
So like the NFL got NBA centled. Like they completely right. like misattributed the quote and thinking that it was Joe Mixon when it was TJ Hushmanzada. Right.
And guess what? Here's the deal. Football's going to go on. The fine's going to get rescinded, right? And nobody's going to hear about it because they ain't going to come out and make a public statement saying that we were wrong. He didn't say it. Right? Now that we hear this and we know this not to be true, you will never hear about this again.
Mixon tweeted out, I'm getting fined by the NFL for what someone else said. What's next? I get fined by them for Connor McDavid cross-checking an opponent in an NHL game?
Which is funny. Which is funny.
And they really tried
Mixon
to find me.
That?
Yeah, he tweeted this.
I like the fact that he even knows hockey.
And they really tried to find me for the max. That's mind-blowing. SMH. They're trying to defend these Chiefs, man. I'm telling
you. And here's the kicker. Here's what you need to understand about NFL fines. They fine you and taking out your check before you have a chance to fight it.
That's crazy.
So if your check is 100 grand and you get fined 50 grand, your next check's going to say fine on it and you only going to have 50 grand on it. So think about that.
So that does that mean when you win, if you win your appeal, that 50,000 is back on the next check you get?
Yeah, it comes back to you, but okay. They take it without even. So they're going to take a fine out of this dude's check and be wrong.
Damage is done, dude.
Nasty work.
That's nasty work, right? Jeez.
And all
like there's no, you don't get to appeal it before it come out your check.
I mean, like, I know this happens. Like, obviously, like, they say this happens with, like, boxing and, like, oh, you got to knock out the champ and judges can look at things askew and all that. But it really is getting out of hand with the Chiefs. I'm sorry. It just is.
Here's what the funny thing about it is. They don't need it.
Do they not need it?
When do they need it?
I don't know, dude.
It's scripted. This is WWE. WWE's NFL. We need something to watch. It's a storyline. I'm serious. If they play to the expectations that everybody has of them,
nobody's getting close.
Come on, man. Yeah. Are we really serious?
But, like, they're not playing to the expectations.
I know, but neither are the teams. Understand the difference between them. If they're playing bad, right, that must mean you're also playing bad. Because if you were playing good, they would be blown out. So you must not be playing.
But if you can keep drives alive, Vlad, just for an extra play for them to do their stupid little run around the pocket, throw up to Kelsey.
You
give them one extra play.
Why don't you think that the other team or the Kansas City Chiefs play a role in you playing that style of raggedy game that you play?
Because it's trickery.
You've been playing well, like
it's trickery though.
How about this? Here's what's funny about that. If you look at all the times the Bills and the Chiefs have played.
Yep.
Right? Here's how it's gone. Josh Allen throws for 200. Patrick Mahomes throws for 175. Good enough. Right? Josh Allen throws for 285. Patrick Mahomes throws for 325.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It always seems like they have the answer or the response of any team they play against. That means you're good.
Not when you're getting extra sets of downs for a non-roughing the passer.
You know what it is, Leroy?
Or he falls out of bounds with the
So this has happened in all these seven championships.
Not all of them, but definitely over the last couple of years.
No, stop.
Oh, dude, get out of here. You're being an ostrich with your head in the sand if you don't think this is straight. You are, dude. Come on.
So that was in a late hit? That was in a late hit against the Bengals?
Here's the deal. We love sports when a guy is coming up.
But when
he solidifies himself as being great and they get ready to do something great, something that's never been done, we get tired of him and we go through all these reasons as to why he got there.
But it goes back to, hold on.
He wasn't great.
But here's the thing.
He's there because the NFL is giving him extra play.
Okay, but this goes back to Vlad's point about, what if they played full tilt? It's like, yeah, but they're not. We know what that team.
They don't have to.
No. What we know what that team has been capable of, and we know what we're watching now is a bastardized version of it.
Tobin, if they play,
it is though, Vlad. It's not, but they're not anymore, dude. If you're stretching it out, if you're giving favorable scorecards because a guy's held onto the belt for a few years, you're elongating greatness that's not as great.
But they are because you're not great.
They were 15-2 this year, and they gave a game away at the end of the year.
What game? How many games have they given away?
They only gave up one game this year. That was Denver.
Getting away. This is the luckiest season I've ever seen in my life.
So they were lucky.
It's the luckiest.
So they were lucky last year?
Dude.
Not last year. This is the same team as last year.
Vlad.
The losers.
No. Vlad. No, come on, dude.
You know the last time we heard this?
You want to know something, dude? I don't want to hear anything on Sunday when this happens. Once they've robbed the Bills. And by the way, I hope they rob the Bills because I don't want the Bills going to the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing, Tobin. 2 years ago, I heard, oh, my God, the Chiefs offense without Tyreek Hill has lost its luster.
It did.
Oh, it did, right?
Yes.
And what happened?
They still won.
Okay. You know what I heard last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That Chiefs offense still hasn't gotten their luster ever since losing Tyreek Hill. You know what happened last year?
Fixed.
And what happened?
It was fixed. They won.
Oh, they won. No, it wasn't. It was. It's been fixed. They won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Because it was fixed.
And then you know what I heard this year? You know what I heard this year? Oh, this offense is still limited. This offense.
It is limited.
And you know what they finished? 15-1 when everybody played. Their only loss was a 9-point loss to the team that they're facing
in
the AFC Championship.
I cannot believe you are co-signing this conspiracy football nonsense.
It's not conspiracy.
It is.
Dude, I just want you to understand.
Worse.
Oh, no, I'm not, dude.
If they played the way that everybody's expecting them to play, it would be over.
Why am I a sore loser? You have actual NFL players saying the same thing.
They're losers.
And you know what they're all doing? Watching.
Cancun.
Wow. Okay.
With a mojito.
All right.
With a mojito in their hand.
Keep that eye open. Don't be telling
what's
me.
What's that? What's that?
I think, are those maracas?
The maracas, yeah. That's what.
Did you make a mojito a maraca?
No, they're having mojitos and then watching maracas. Come on, man. You're not going to be.
The bongos.
I don't know. They're on a beach drinking mojitos and somebody's playing something around them. That's all I know.
The Jamaican drums.
Jamaican drums, maracas, bongos.
In dodgeball, when the healthy dude was fat, I couldn't work.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.